This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Please do tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're here. And next Sunday, Dr. Kevin Passaro will interview Robert Hedaya, a holistic psychiatrist. They will be talking about depression. Also, a reminder that this show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com, so you can listen to this show and any other show through MyVillageGreen.com. The Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, both are your resources for expert advice on supplements, and you can get individualized advice in both locations. You can ask the experts. And there are many superior supplements. They carry a wide variety of manufacturers, and they also have the sophisticated Village Green's own pathway products. Now, we are going to be talking about sport and spinal rehab. We're going to talk with Dr. Jay Greenstein of Sport and Spine Rehab. And if you're interested in contacting them, it's www.ssrehab.com. And before we interview him, what we want to do is have a little bit of a background, want to talk a little bit about sports nutrition and also about testing, what kinds of tests that people can get to see that they're healthy. So let's talk a little bit about sports nutrition. What do we need to keep our bodies healthy? Well, if you've been tuned into this show before, what we talk about is that each person does need a multiple for age, stage, and gender, a multiple vitamin mineral that is appropriate to your age, what stage you're in, and your gender. And again, Village Green can help you with this. They have many kinds of supplements specific to menopausal women, male athletes, male adolescents, female adolescents, the whole variety of individuals, and many for children as well, infants, toddlers, and children. So we all need that multiple to support us. And then we need a good probiotic. We talk a lot about the health of the gut on this show and the fact that we as Americans have woefully low levels of the good protective flora, mainly because we do not eat a lot of naturally homemade cultured foods. Most cultures throughout the world have many cultured foods. We do not. And many of the yogurts that you might get commercially may have no probiotic good flora count. So homemade is best. And then we supplement with a good probiotic that the count for a child may be 1 to 5 billion. For older children, it may be 10 to 20 billion. For adults, we may go up to 100, 200, 500 billion. That sounds like a lot, but it's not. And the reason is if you eat naturally cultured foods, you're going to get the count in the trillions every day. So we are about a trillion short every day. So the probiotic, the multiple, the probiotic, and then we look at omega-3 fatty acids. And if people are deficient, we want omega-6 and 9. But most people have higher needs for omega-3 fatty acids. The precursor to omega-3s are found in beans and nuts and seeds. But the active, the direct EPA and DHA is found in fish and their oils. And if you're interested, I have something called Fishy Facts, and I will be glad to send it to you. You can contact me at Dana Lake, DanaLake, at AOL.com, and I'm glad to send you the information about the healthiest fish. I can tell you right off the top that the big old fish, the steak fish, have more toxins. They've accumulated them over time, and they're not as healthy. So those would be the ones that you would definitely want to limit or avoid. The healthiest are sardines. They're young. They don't have a toxic buildup. So sardines are the best, but there's a lot in between, and I'm happy to send you that list. So we talked about a multiple, probiotic, and omega-3. That's baseline. Now, what are you doing with your body? If you're an athlete, you have got to have the nutrients. Ken Cooper, years ago, used to say, before he knew about nutrition, that people didn't need any more nutrition to be class athletes, that your body could do it. That's like saying you can go cross country in your car by filling up your tank once. Can't be done. And he eventually wrote a book, and he said, my advice killed my best friend, Jim Fix, and it hurt a lot of people. You cannot demand of your body class athletic performance or even excellent performance throughout the day if you're going for walks and you're just ordinarily active. You can't do that without providing your cells, your body, and your brain what they need to function. So what kind of nutrients are we looking at when it comes to sports? My favorite nutrients include anything that's going to support core energy metabolism, and that would be CoQ10. Coenzyme Q10 is an enzyme in the body that makes body electricity called ATP. Then, along with CoQ10, is carnitine. Carnitine takes those extra fats, the triglycerides in your blood, and internalizes them to the mitochondria inside the cell where CoQ10 is to help make ATP. Think of the mitochondria in the cell as a furnace in the cell, generating energy for you. And it can't make energy without sources. So the CoQ10 supports it, as does carnitine. B vitamins are also important for this. Biotin. B complex, as I mentioned, especially B6, B12, and folic acid for what we call methylation support. Now, in a good quality multiple vitamin mineral for adults, you're going to be taking 2, 3, 4 tablets or more capsules, because when you have good minerals in a multiple, they take up space. A typical one a day is not going to have much in the way of minerals, but will have vitamins and micro minerals. So we need to get perhaps extra B complex as an athlete, alpha lipoic acid, very important in energy generating cycles, good amino acids, and they come from protein. And we don't get those amino acids if we don't digest that protein. So the first, I told you the last stage was CoQ10. The first stage is a good diet where you actually break down protein to amino acids in your gut. You break down fats to fatty acids, and you break down carbohydrates to simple sugars. You break down dollars into coins, because your body is like a coin machine. It cannot utilize protein, fat, and carbohydrate. They have to be broken down. So digestion is the first stage. And if you're using antacids chronically, you're going to interfere with that significantly. So then we go on to these nutrients being absorbed and transported into the cell and then into the mitochondria where we make energy. And there are lots of energy cycles that go on in that cell. They need good magnesium. Magnesium is critical to muscle function. You build up lactic acid if magnesium is low. So magnesium gives the muscle more energy, more oxygen to do the work it needs to do and not build up lactic acid. And along with that is potassium. But magnesium is much more important than potassium and calcium. Calcium is important for the contraction of the muscle. Magnesium's responsible for the relaxation phase, where then the muscle takes in the nutrients and is ready to contract again. Salt is important. We often tell people to avoid salt, but the athlete needs sodium chloride salt. We want to avoid the sodium preservatives, the nitrites, nitrates, etc. One of the best electrolyte solutions I know is coconut water. Now, coconut water occurs naturally inside the coconut. It's sterile. You can crack a coconut, crack it open, and you've got an electrolyte solution that's so sterile it can be used as an intravenous solution in wartime under emergencies. It is loaded with potassium. It's a wonderful, wonderful water to drink, and it's available commercially. I suggest that people combine some of these green drinks, and there are many kinds of green powders and green drinks that are healthy, and the coconut water. I like that much better than these commercial waters that have a lot of junk in them. So I've given you that. We also encourage people to get a routine testing of CBC, ChemScreen, lipid panel, thyroid if you have problems there, and a whole battery of nutritional testing to test for vitamin A and vitamin D for the functions of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids through organic acid urine analysis. So I want you to stay tuned and remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We will be right back talking about sport and spinal rehab with Jay Greenstein. This is Dana Lake. Stay with us.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. A reminder to tune in next week to hear Kevin interview Dr. Robert Hedaya, a holistic psychiatrist. They will be talking about depression. But today we're talking about sport and spinal rehab, and we're meeting with Jay Greenstein, who is a doctor of chiropractic, and he's going to tell us a lot of good information about their practice. I think you'll be wanting to take notes, listeners. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dana. Great to be here.
Well, Dr. J, tell us a little bit about your background and then a little bit about your center and what you do.
Sure. I'm a homegrown guy from Maryland, grew up in Montgomery County and went to University of Maryland. Went to National University of Health Sciences for chiropractic school and then got a postgraduate degree from the Logan College of Chiropractic for sports chiropractic. Been in private practice for about 16 years now, and we have 7 locations in the D.C. region, 4 in Maryland, and 3 in Virginia.
Well, you're busy.
Very busy, very busy.
Happy busy. So we're talking a little bit about sport rehab, mm-hmm. but you're free to discuss anything that you think will be interesting to our listeners. And you have a lot of techniques with some interesting names, FunHab, kinesiotaping, myofascial therapy. Can you talk about these and let people know what they are and how they can benefit?
Sure. One of the main things that we do in our practice is functional rehabilitation, and we've trademarked our own rehab protocols, and we've named them FunHab, which is essentially short for functional rehabilitation. And nobody wants to go to rehab, but if it can be fun, then hopefully people will want to come to FunHab. So we've created this functional exercise progression, and it really ties together the biomechanical and neurologic aspect of rehab. So if a patient comes in and they have, let's say, a rotator cuff problem, they've lost their range of motion, they've lost some strength, they've lost ability to perform some of their activities of daily living or unable to perform their sports-related activities. What we do is, of course, improve their biomechanics, their range of motion, their flexibility, their strength. But in addition to that, we also want to reprogram them neurologically, because when they're out doing their activities, they're not necessarily thinking about, oh, I need to control my lower trap in order to stabilize my scapula. So when we put them through this exercise progression, yes, we'll teach them how to strengthen their lower trap, but we'll have them do it in a manner in which they'll automatically do it when they're out there performing their activities of daily living outside the clinic.
So it really is rehab. What kind of clients do you have? Do you have a full range, or are they only athletes?
No, it definitely runs a spectrum. I mean, we see everything from the adolescent athlete to, the housewife or the mom, or the Olympic athlete or professional athlete. We've run the spectrum. And essentially, you know, our belief is that the everyday person who's out there just trying to be healthy deserves the same type of care as the professional and or Olympic or elite athlete. I was the chiropractic services chair for the Beijing Olympics for the World Olympians Association. I've had lots of experience treating all levels of athletes and getting a postgrad degree in sports injuries and also keeping up with the current scientific literature. I've realized that it's very, very important that if we have these tools available to us to treat high-level athletes and get them back on the field quickly, we should use those same exact tools for everybody else. And that's been our practice philosophy, and I think we've been very, very successful at it.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of prevention here, too, although most people tend not to go into rehab until they have an injury. Do you find many people coming in preventively to see if they're in good enough shape to be doing certain running whatever athletic endeavors, biking, whatever they're going to be doing.
You know, Dana, you are so right, because everybody waits for the car to break down before they take it to the shop. And unfortunately, we see probably only about 0.1% of the people that come in and say, initially come in and say, hey, I want a screening for prevention. And we actually do functional movement screens in our practice. We've been trained to evaluate asymptomatic patients and look at whether or not they have biomechanical deficiencies that would portend to injury. But the vast majority of people will come in because they have some sort of an injury. We treat them, and then at some point they make the decision about whether or not they want to maintain that level of performance biomechanically and neurologically and take on some sort of a prevention schedule, or, you know, leave the practice and say, you know, I'll wait for things to break down again. If they do, I'll come back. And we really leave that up to the patient to make that decision.
Well, excellent. I assume you get a lot of referrals as well from physicians and
yeah.
other healthcare practitioners. You talked about FunHab. I'm familiar with the kinesio taping, and I think it's very interesting. Can you describe what it is and exactly why and how it works?
Sure. So I became exposed to kinesio tape at the Olympics, and if you remember the women volleyball players who won the gold medal, they had kinesio tape all over their shoulders. So it became apparent that if they had the advantage, and every athlete's looking for the you know, every single advantage they can get, other athletes would come in and ask for it as well. So when I came back from Beijing, we decided that we were all going to get our certification in kinesio tape. All of our doctors are certified. And it's really a great technique. And let me just say this about the general approach to conservative treatment for neuromusculoskeletal injuries. Really, the literature and the evidence demonstrates that a multimodal approach is most effective. There is no magic bullet, and nobody's the same. So what might work for one individual may not work for another. Being able to evaluate the patient, get an appropriate diagnosis, look at their functional deficits, and then pull the right tool out of the toolbox is really what's necessary to get a long-term positive outcome. So with kinesio tape, for instance, it's another tool in our toolbox. And it's used for a variety of reasons. One, it can be used for decreasing pain, and I'll explain the mechanism behind that in a second. It can also be used to inhibit or facilitate a muscle, and it can also be used to actually decrease edema or swelling in an injured joint. So let's just talk about the mechanism of action. How does kinesio tape work? Well, kinesio tape is a flexible, pliable tape that's applied directly to the skin, and it's applied based on what we find on examination. So the location is determined by what we find on exam. But if we have, let's say, a low back pain patient who's got some functional deficits, they've got a very, very tight low back musculature, they've got restricted range of motion in their joints, and they've got some pain, we will apply the tape in a specific direction. That feedback from the application of the tape and the patient feeling that tape on their skin will stimulate what's called mechanoreceptors. And you've got all different types of receptors. You've got temperature receptors, you've got pressure or mechanoreceptors, you've got pain receptors. Mechanoreceptor or pressure receptors in the skin, subcutaneous tissues, and soft tissues, that information travels into the central nervous system much faster than pain information. So when we apply the tape and the mechanoreceptors are stimulated, there's a lot of information that's getting into the central nervous system, and it essentially blocks pain information from getting through. You know, the everyday analogy that I use with patients is if you walk through the door and you hit your elbow, the first thing you do is, you know, besides saying ouch, is you grab it and you rub it. And that's because we have an inherent neurologic mechanism to decrease pain by stimulating those receptors. So when we apply the tape, we're stimulating the mechanoreceptors that decreases pain. Again, we can also apply it in a specific direction to decrease or increase muscular activation. And then, of course, when we have an injured joint that has a lot of swelling, we can apply it in what I would call a waffle pattern, where we kind of cut the strips in very, very thin patterns and then cross them at 90 degrees and then essentially apply the beginning of the tape where the injury is and the end of the tape closest to a proximal lymph node, closest to the center of the body lymph node. And that actually helps the edema drain or the swelling drain from that injured body part. It's really amazing, amazing stuff. And we're actually, we have a clinical research foundation. We were actually in the midst of a clinical trial using kinesio tape and evaluating what injuries are actually treated best by this particular tool.
You know, this is fascinating, and this is the first time I've ever heard the explanation of why people naturally go to an area that hurts and they rub it. I'm a deep believer that the things we do innately there's a reason for it.
Absolutely.
And so that's fascinating.
What's also interesting is if you think about all the other manual therapy techniques that we incorporate for conservative treatment of spine conditions or extremity conditions, manipulation, spinal manipulation, chiropractic adjustment, whatever you want to call it, works exactly the same way. You know, when we actually manipulate a joint, we're increasing range of motion. That's the functional benefit. But the pain relief benefit is that we're stimulating mechanoreceptors. And so that mechanoreceptor stimulation decreases pain. So you think about soft tissue techniques that we use, and we can talk about Graston and all that other stuff as well. But you think about the soft tissue techniques, again, we're stimulating the receptors in the skin that basically gates or decreases the pain information from getting to the central nervous system.
Yeah, this tape is fascinating to me because you see some of the ads with athletes with the stripes.
You know,
it looks like stripes all over them. It's sticky tape.
It is. There's a sticky adhesive. And it's hypoallergenic, so we really have not had any problems with people having adverse reactions. And there's, you know, lots of fancy colors, like you said. Typically, the guys are not wearing pink. They're usually looking for the blue or the black or the tan. But, you know, if we like to mess with patients a little bit, we can always put the pink on their back because they can't see it, you know. And we like to have a little bit of fun. But it really is a great tool. Again, it's not the only tool that we use, but it's a very, very effective tool, and we enjoy using it a lot.
Do you have to apply it? Can the patient learn to apply it as well?
Excuse me. Typically, we will apply it because there's so many functional factors that we look at upon exam. We don't really expect the patient to know how to apply the tape correctly that's going to have the best clinical benefit.
I wondered because it's very exacting as to placement.
It really is, and even cutting the tape, you know, that there's a certain way to cut it. And then now they actually have pre-cut tape. There's a company called Spider Tech, which is an excellent company. They come up with great products. But they've come up with some pre-cut tape. But even though a pre-cut tape might be packaged to look like it's for a hip, a clinician might decide to use it for a knee or a low back because they see the functional benefit in that particular pattern for that particular patient. So, you know, again, I think it's really for someone who's been trained. I mean, you want somebody who's a certified kinesiotape practitioner to be able to apply the tape correctly so you get the best clinical benefit.
How long has it been around? How new is kinesiotape?
Well, it's interesting. It was developed by a Japanese chiropractor named Dr. Kenzo Kase, and it's been around for decades. But again, you know, it came into popularity in the 2008 Olympics because there was so much exposure to it. But it's been around a long time, and you know, our clinical research foundation, the Sport and Spine Rehab Clinical Research Foundation, is now contributing to the scientific base for this technique and this tool. But there's others out there. There's other international clinical researchers out there that are also doing a lot of work to examine the benefits and determine the best way to apply the particular tapes.
Well, I'm sorry we have to take a break right now, but we will be back. For listeners who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. And stay with us, folks. We'll be right back talking about sport and spinal rehab.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen.
blissful silence, the sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system, no rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and I want to remind you to tune in next week to hear Kevin interview Dr. Robert Hedaya, who is a holistic psychiatrist. They will be talking about depression. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's show has been with Dr. J. Greenstein, but he goes by Dr. J., so we'll call him Dr. J. And he is with Sport and Spine Rehab. For those of you who were listening, the website is ssrehab.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you just can type in Sport and Spine Rehab and you'll get right to the site. We have been talking about techniques they use in rehab. We also talked about that their services and chiropractic services in general apply to everybody. It's for the non-athlete to the Olympic quality athlete. It's for anybody interested in maximizing their health and everyday living, but also in sports. So let's get back to the subject and talk about, are people needing more rehab? Is it more prevalent today, or are we more aware of what can be done? And what is it costing us for sports injuries and even everyday injuries where people just have poor ergonomics and hurt themselves?
I mean, Dana, you've brought up, you know, some great points. I mean, it's costing our country just in low back pain alone billions of dollars annually. It's one of the leading causes of missed work time. And posture, because we're all sitting at a desk, or a lot of us are sitting at a desk all day, posture can play a very important role. And for the people that are even active or have more laborious work situations, folks maybe come home and sit on the couch incorrectly or don't use proper posture ergonomics with their activities of daily living at home. So posture really does play a very, very important role. And we work very, very hard with our patients in teaching them appropriate postural techniques. In fact, we talked a little bit earlier about functional rehab and how we treat our patients. And one of the things that we give our patients to do is a whole body postural exercise to fire the muscles that typically don't get fired with our normal activities. So it does play a very, very important role. As far as, you know, the need for rehab out there, you know, low back pain and neck pain and headaches, cervicogenic tension type headaches, knee issues, shoulder issues, it's prevalent in our society. You know, it's great when people are active and we want them to stay active. When they get injured, a lot of times their activity level goes down to zero because they don't know how to take care of that particular issue appropriately. The literature is really, really clear. Again, a multimodal approach is going to be most effective for these types of conditions, which is why we have a multi-specialty practice. We've got doctors of chiropractic, certified chiropractic sports doctors. We've got doctors of physical therapy, sports clinical specialists. We have certified strength and conditioning specialists, all different types of providers that can, massage therapy, all different types of providers that can step in and really help get these patients healthy again. The key, again, for us is to make sure that we're not just addressing a patient's symptomatology. It's that when we do an evaluation and we render a diagnosis, that we're not just treating symptoms, we're also treating the functional components that actually are causing these symptoms, and also to talking to the patients and communicating with them about their ergonomics and their activities of daily living so those inherent causes can be removed.
You know, that's interesting because when you talk about symptoms, a lot of people are interested in symptom relief. I'm a nutritionist. People come in. They want to get rid of this. They want to change that. When the symptom, the source of it may be far-reaching. It may be, especially with the body, in a very different area.
Absolutely. We see that so many times. I mean, you think about, you look at the literature, you think about things like tennis elbow, and the shoulder is very much involved in that particular problem. You think about runners who suffer from plantar fasciitis, and the Achilles tendon, the gastroc and soleus muscles are very, very involved in that particular issue. You think about low back pain, and many times it's the hamstring and or the hip flexors that are having a significant contribution to that problem. So, you know, we see that a lot.
It's interesting. Give us an overview of the kinds of services that are available. And you have, fortunately, this multimodal approach, and a lot of clinics don't. They may be singular. So just give an overview of what's available, and then let's talk a little bit more about some of the specifics.
Okay, well, we in our practice, we're doing things like joint mobilization and manipulation. We're doing a variety of soft tissue techniques, everything from cross-friction massage. One of our doctors is certified in active release technique. We're certified in Graston technique, which is a technique where we use a stainless steel instrument to break up adhesions in the soft tissue and fascia, a very effective technique. We use kinesio tape. Again, we've talked about that. We use rehabilitative techniques through the functional exercise progression, our fun hat pyramids. And within that fun hat pyramid is a variety of exercises. Some focus on a range of motion, some focus on flexibility, some focus on what we call proprioceptive abilities, where we learn how to control our bodies in space, and then some focus on strength. And as we progress patients, they go from kind of a single muscle, single joint exercise all the way up to full body exercises to get them functioning literally as a whole human being at their optimal level.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sure that low back pain is probably the most common.
It is.
I've seen in the literature that we evidently stood up too soon as a culture. Talk more to our listeners who are tuning in right now. Are there some tips that they can use right now, very simply, that can address low back pain?
That's a great question. You know, posture. You know, if people can really pay attention to their posture, I think it's so important. There's a lot of good information out there on the web regarding bending and lifting. So bending and lifting appropriately can really make a huge difference in whether or not a patient has low back pain, not only now, but in the future. And certainly folks who don't bend and lift correctly and have had a history of low back pain are at risk for having disc problems, which are a whole other set of issues that become much more complicated to treat. So posture, learning how to bend and lift correctly. And then I think, you know, really learning how to take care of your body appropriately. I mean, even global exercise, things like walking can be really, really helpful for the population. You know, I see people in the gym all day long, and they're doing back exercises on a back extension machine, or they're doing sit-ups to, quote-unquote, strengthen their core. Well, that's not really the correct exercises to strengthen their core. And again, there's good information out there, and I'm happy to help any listener out there. They can certainly contact us about the right core exercises that should and could be done that are safe, effective, and fun. And they can do these exercises and really help decrease the risk of having a back injury.
And in the bending and lifting, that is, I see people and I sometimes think they're not going to be able to do that very long. Can you tell us a better way to bend and lift, and what is the wrong way so that people understand both?
If you watch people, and I've done thousands of lectures for everything from government agencies to private corporations on a variety of wellness topics, and I always actually get the audience up, have them stand up and throw their pen or their pad of paper on the floor, and we kind of go around and we watch people actually bend and lift. And most people do it the way they normally do it. Some people know that I'm watching, so maybe they do it a little bit better. But the bottom line is that the right way to do it, there's three steps to follow. Get close to the object, bend your knees all the way while maintaining the arch in your back and keep the object close to you as you stand up. Most people stop using their legs. They get lazy. They want to bend at the waist instead of bending their knees, and they get lazy. And while they think it's easier to do it that way, over time, it creates a tremendous amount of stress on their lower back. They also end up losing strength in their lower extremities. They lose strength in their legs because they're not using them. And it really has a high risk of significant injury if they continue to do it for years and years. So those are the three rules. Get close, you know, bend your knees all the way, maintain the arch in your back, and then keep the object close to you. If they do that, their risk is significantly reduced.
What about the person who's sitting all day? And as you mentioned, so many people, their lifestyle involves sitting. Our technology has certainly pushed us in that direction. What can people do when they're to make sitting at a chair better for their posture? What exercises can they do?
Sure.
Should they stand up every half hour? And
you took the words right out of my mouth, Dana. That's absolutely right. They need to stand up, you know, at least once every half an hour. Just stand up and walk around. And I won't get into the physiology of why that's so important for your disc health, but I will tell you that just standing up once every half hour is going to make a significant difference for you. When we do our ergonomic lectures, we teach this all the time. It's hips and knees bent at 90 degrees. It's making sure that the arch in your lower back is maintained, making sure that you're sitting upright, almost as if you had a string on the top of your head that was pulling your head up. And the easiest way to do that is to make sure that the middle of your computer screen is at eye level. And if you're sitting all the way back in your chair and you're following those rules, the likelihood of you having low back issues is significantly less. We teach a class called Deskercise, and we can teach specific techniques, probably not able to do it here because you can't see it. But it's a really fun class for workers, and we like teaching it. And it's a great class to help you actually do exercises at your desk.
Well, a lot of people, I'm short, and I find it easy. I have a little step right where my feet are in order to keep that 90 degree angle.
That's perfect. That's great.
And many people need to put a support behind their back.
That's
whether
correct.
It's driving or sitting at the desk.
Sure, it could be anything from a lumbar pillow, you know, one of those pre-made pillows, to a regular pillow, to a folded up towel. But something to support the arch in your lower back is critically important.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and I know you've been talking about the core.
Yes.
And we'll address more of that in the next segment. I just want to remind our listeners that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and the show's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We're talking with Dr. Jay Greenstein about sport and spinal rehab. Thank you, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I want to remind you that the Village Green site, myvillagegreen.com, and their location on Cedar Lane, both places are your resources for everything you want to know about nutrition. There are experts on the site. There are experts at Cedar Lane. You can ask your questions and you can get specific advice. I want to also remind you that we're here every Sunday, so tune in. Next week, you'll hear Dr. Kevin Pissarro, my co-host, discuss with Dr. Robert Hedaya depression. Hedaya is a holistic psychiatrist. He is wonderful. You're going to enjoy that interview. And we're finishing up with Jay Greenstein. We've been talking about sport and spinal rehab. I want to remind you that their website has a lot of interesting information. And you can reach him at Dr. Jay, that's what he goes by, Dr. J-A-Y, at ssrehab.com. You can go at www.ssrehab.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of good information. And we've been talking about rehab techniques, that these techniques and what they teach and do are for everyone, the non-athlete to the Olympic athlete. You did mention, Dr. J, a little bit about the adolescent.
Yes.
And I'd like to cover the special techniques, special needs of adolescent athletes and just adolescents in general.
Sure. You know, there's a huge boom in adolescent sports these days, and many of these young athletes are doing multiple sports. In fact, many are doing multiple sports at a time, and they're doing it throughout a 12-month period consecutively. And so there's lots of injuries out there. And I think the important thing for parents and coaches to know is that when the adolescent athlete or the young athlete starts to report symptomatology, it is very, very important to get a very good, very comprehensive evaluation by doctors who really understand sports care. Because many times an athlete might get a particular recommendation just to stay off of whatever they're doing. And rest, yes, may decrease the inflammatory response, but doesn't address the functional issues that cause the inflammatory response to begin with. And truly, the best prevention is appropriate rehabilitation. The most accurate predictor of any sports injury is previous injury. And that's because many times patients and physicians stop treating problems when symptoms go away. And so when these young athletes have these problems, an appropriate comprehensive evaluation, inclusive of things like a functional movement screen, is critically important. There was a great study that was done by a major university that looked at a collegiate population of female athletes. And what they found is out of a functional movement screen score of 21, if they scored 14 or lower, their risk was significantly higher to have an injury that season. And so we know if we can screen athletes early and we can basically give them guidance if they quote unquote fail the test, if they're 14 or lower on the overall score, and we can give them corrective exercises, it greatly reduces their risk of injury. We've already started doing this with some of the local high schools. And the impact that we're expecting is going to be tremendous.
Yeah, that's important. Again, that's the preventive aspect.
It's so critical.
Yeah. Are schools being interested in that? Are you finding schools being interested in having their athletes screened in advance?
Absolutely. And as the literature comes out and as they learn more about what we're doing out there, they are very interested. Some of it comes down to time constraints, budgetary constraints, things of that nature. We've made it very, very affordable for the schools that are interested. But yeah, I mean, they don't want to see their young athletes get injured. First of all, it's very, very detrimental to the young athlete. The poor girls or guys are getting hurt. It's a tremendous stress on them, both physically and emotionally. But also from, you know, truly from a coach's perspective and a one-loss perspective, they don't want their athletes going down. They need them.
Detrimental to the
team. It's detrimental to the team, exactly. So, you know, we've started working with some local schools. They've been very, very happy with the results so far. And our goal really is to absolutely prevent as many of these injuries as we can. And we feel like we can. We really can prevent some of these injuries from occurring.
Excellent. Let's give our listeners some more tips. It was excellent what you talked about before, the low back pain, leaning, picking up, all of those things, how to handle the ergonomics of sitting in posture. Let's talk about stretching, because it is something that people can do no matter where they are.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and there's so much controversy that is typically surrounded stretching, especially in the running population, the triathlete population. you know, I read this book and they said don't stretch, and I read that, and so what we like to do in our practice is we like to look at the literature, and many times when a book is published, you know, the literature has been out, you know, they're looking at literature that's been out, you know, 3 years ago and not the most recent literature, and you know, both myself and my chief clinical officer, Dr. Barton Bishop, we sit on the TheraBand Research Advisory Committee. It's a group of international clinical researchers, and we really have access to the most up-to-date current literature. We're fortunate enough this past year to attend the conference in Athens, and one of the clinical researchers out there, his specialty, his expertise is literally about stretching and sports performance enhancement. And this is the bottom line that people need to know. If you're stretching for flexibility, you want to stretch at least 2 hours prior to the event, and you want to hold your stretch times for 30 seconds. If you are getting prepared to do a particular event, whether it's your practice or your play or your event, you want to do dynamic warm-ups, and there's a variety of dynamic warm-ups depending on the particular sport, because it can be very sport specific. And if you're going to do any stretching, it should be 6 second increments. So you would do 10 repetitions of only 6 second hold times. And what this particular clinical researcher found is that truly from a cellular perspective, if you stretched out 30 second hold times, the athlete actually slowed down, because you would actually stretch the tissue so much that it couldn't react quickly enough to contract quickly enough to exert the kind of force and torque needed to generate that particular result, whether it's running or jumping or whatever the athlete was attempting to do. So, you know, if you're sticking just to evidence-based information, it's 2 hours before for flexibility, 30-second hold times, 10 sets of 6-second hold times just before an event with the dynamic warm-up, which, again, should be sport-specific.
That's wonderful information. I hope my husband's listening right now.
What's his name?
Pete.
You got to listen to this, buddy.
And he's a marathoner.
Oh, okay,
and he's
great.
He's done, I guess this is number 14.
Excellent.
So
that's fantastic.
He's been at this a long time, but this is great advice.
Good.
What about our listeners sitting in your chair? What kind of stretches when you get up to walk away to pick up something and come back to your desk? What can you do that's easy?
Sitting at your desk and getting up and walking away. Well, I would say the best thing that you can do from going from a sitting to a standing position is to actually stand up the right way. Now, most people, what they do is they'll lean their upper body forward and almost rock themselves out of the chair. What I would suggest is that they slide their rear end towards the edge of the chair and use their legs to actually get them upright, maintaining an upright upper body posture. I think that's honestly the most important thing that they can do. Again, there's a variety of stretches that you can do at your workstation, and if you're working with an employer group out there, you can certainly email me and we can send you information on our desk exercise lecture, because it's really hard to kind of walk people through it, you know, on a radio program, because they can't really see what we're doing. So if I had to give one piece of advice, it's just stand up out of your chair correctly.
That is excellent advice, and no one thinks of that.
Yeah, when you're used to watching people for almost 20 years, you know, you can pick it up and you can make those corrections, and it can have a tremendous impact.
So pretty much everything we do is working against us.
Well, if we do it the wrong way, absolutely. I mean, the goal is to follow these postural and activities of daily living habits appropriately, and you greatly reduce your risk of having pain.
And when it starts in the morning, when people wake up, is there something they should do before they get out of bed, or what should they do when they get out of bed?
Sure, that's easy. Now, for most people who don't have any kind of low back disc issue, an easy stretch that we give our patients is when you're laying in bed, it's single-kneaded chest on both sides and double-kneaded chest. Yeah, that's a really easy stretch that you can do just to kind of stretch out your lower back musculature. And then they can flip over and actually get on their elbows. So they're actually doing a little bit of flexion work and a little bit of extension work, which is a nice balance. And we believe in balance. Balance is critically important, making sure that the front side of your body and the back side of your body are both flexible and strong and have good endurance. So that's really an easy thing to do. As we talked about bending and lifting earlier, bending over at the waist to stretch your hamstrings is an absolute no-no. You just don't want to do that. Most people don't have the actual hamstring flexibility so that all of the motion is occurring at the femoral acetabular or true hip joints. So it ends up occurring in the lumbar spine. And if patients think about the lumbar spine as two bricks in a jelly donut, if you put the two front ends of the bricks together, the jelly goes out the back. And that's exactly what happens when patients don't bend correctly. So stretching out your hamstrings, typically on your back, like in a doorway, putting one leg up on the door hinge, on the door frame, and one leg through the door is going to be the best way to stretch out your hamstrings.
Excellent. And doorways are available.
Doorways are readily available in most places in this country.
Well, some good advice. And we've talked in the beginning segment about some of the nutrients that support exercise, a healthy body. But what about pharmaceuticals? When people really are in pain, when they're really having problems and spasms, what do you say about that?
You know, as a doctor of chiropractic and believing in the holistic approach, I am absolutely not opposed to medication when appropriate. What I am opposed to is solely medication for musculoskeletal conditions because, quite frankly, chemicals cannot fix mechanical issues. I mean, there's just no question about it. So there are many times when a patient may come to us, they're referred by their, you know, their orthopedic surgeon or their neurosurgeon, neurologist, family medicine doctor, internal medicine doctor, and they come to us and they come to us for care. But they're so acute, we can't do a lot with them. So we may say, hey, doc, you know, we need to, can you please prescribe an NSAID? Can you prescribe a Medrol dose pack? Can you, there are times when we send patients out to get injections so that we can work on them. But at the end of the day, again, we talked about a multimodal approach. The smart thing to do is to make sure that the functional issues are being addressed. And that happens through appropriate manual therapy and rehabilitative techniques. And when appropriate, pharmaceuticals should be implemented to decrease pain and the inflammatory response. We've got great working relationships with our MD partners, and it works to the benefit of the patient. So the team approach is going to be best, but a solely pharmaceutical approach is not recommended.
Well, I agree with you. As a long-term alternative complementary medicine practitioner, I call all that we have a buffet.
Yes.
And it may be all you can eat for some people, but to select judiciously those modalities that are important. And many people that are in the holistic field sometimes are very resistant to a perfectly good treatment that's traditional.
Sure.
And I see it as a blending myself, and I think you said it very well. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Dan.
Hopefully you'll come back and
Absolutely.
Join us again. And
love to.
Thank you for the tips for our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, listeners, I'm sorry that we're getting to the end of this show. I just want to remind you to tune in every Sunday. We're here at 10 a.m. and remind you to visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 Cedar Lane or go to the site. They have wonderful resources just for you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And if you want to access Dr. J, it's www.ssrehab.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more.
Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.